This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about anything on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
Dan.
And Conan.
And apparently there's a lot more about this Granite Grock article to get into. Because he finally lays off of me for a few minutes and decides that, you know, It's those keen people.
Yeah, he's got to mess with the rest of us. You can't have all the fun, are you?
I don't want all the fun.
He still has more to say about you. He's got several bullet points here. The guy, the head writer at GraniteGrock.com, the top blog in New Hampshire, he didn't want to talk about you, but he had so many requests.
Of course he did.
That he couldn't avoid it.
He has made it his responsibility to keep his sheep, his flock, updated with the truth.
So he claims to be for individual liberty and freedom, and yet he's not, because he's in favor of the war on drugs, because he doesn't like what his drunk daddy did to him, and the fact that he had a son who became an addict, even though there was a war on drugs, so the war on drugs didn't stop his son from becoming an addict, but yet somehow that's a reason he wants to continue it. Anyway, we go on. He says, while he considers himself a, quote, transgender woman, unquote, I don't.
I don't care what he considers.
He's a guy just like me, physically, since conception. None of this assigned at birth dodge that the gender dysphoria crowd keep crowing about, as if somebody with a clipboard is scanning up and down a list saying, yep, we need another girl. This one will be a boy. Misgendering? Don't care.
And nor do I. Yeah. For the record, Dave, maybe before you'd written this article, you should have spent a little bit of time researching me instead of reading Fox News.
If he wanted to, he could have, like, talked to you, too.
Yeah, I'm not hard to get in touch with.
He pays attention to Free Keen because sometimes they syndicate stories over from Free Keen and on their little blog list of, like, interesting things to read. So it's not like he and I have never exchanged emails before. Like, he certainly could have reached out and said, hey, I'd like to interview Art, but he didn't want to talk to you.
So
he wanted to talk about you.
What he essentially did is he saw a trans person and he stereotyped them.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's pretty common.
He's pro-individualism. He's pro-liberty. Right.
That's what he says. So he says, I bet Demezzo, if he really embraces the philosophy he espouses below, won't care either. And he was right about that, about you not caring.
You got something right.
Being misgendered. Sovereignty works both ways, dude, but this is a free country. Knock yourself out believing you're a woman. If family and friends go along with it, so much the better for you. For the rest of us, you don't have the right, and he capitalizes that, the word right, to tell us what to believe.
I have literally never attempted to.
Yeah,
I don't think in the year I've been on, I've ever heard Arya telling someone to say one thing or the other.
He's totally jumping to conclusions because you're trans, figuring you're like all the other trans people he's seen in the media.
Yeah.
Which is part of the fun of your campaign, is that that
because,
is
the trans people who don't freak out about this nonsense,
they don't make
News,
media.
Yeah, Fox News isn't writing headlines about woman at work gets misgendered repeatedly, just goes home and goes back to her day.
Stop the presses!
That's not a news story. Right. But Tiffany, the GameStop chick who flipped out, that gets news coverage.
I'm sorry, she's a GameStop brute.
That
girl's scary.
So, I mean, if you want to change the perception of trans people, sometimes you just have to be a tranny Satanist. Dude, I call myself a shemale. Do you really think I'm going to get offended about what you call me?
Demezzo is part of the, quote, Free Keen, unquote, set, a group that was split off, and then he puts in parentheses, split out of, comma, forcibly.
Okay. Spit out of.
Oh, it says spit out of. You're right. Spit out of.
But he asked forcibly?
No, that's not what happened. I mean, I don't expect him to know the history
But does he ask whether or not it was forcibly?
Yeah, I sort of question mark in parentheses, so like as an afterthought. I don't expect him to know the history of the Free Keen blog, but
why do people read this nonsense when he doesn't do any research?
Yeah, I mean, the history of the blog is it's one of the first things I did when I moved here. I certainly hadn't been forced out of anything at any point at that point. So the point of the Free Keen blog was to blog about the things that were going on here that were already really interesting things, and I wanted to more people to see that. So that's why I created Free Keen. He says, from the Free State Project, in parentheses, whom the Grok has supported for years and are friendly with a lot of them at the State House having won their elections.
Ooh, nice of that.
They are mostly known as the Keen Kitties for their antics that rub a lot of people the wrong way.
I'm hearing good. All kinds of new terms that I've never heard before.
Yeah, I've never heard that one
Conservatarian,
before.
Keen Kitties, it's Keeniacs.
Well, I mean, this is what they call us, apparently. The Conservatarians.
The Rabble Rousers.
The Keen Kitties.
The Boat Rockers.
See,
well, that just means we're doing something right, man. You have to jar people out of their stupor in today's world.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's just, I don't like referring to people as NPCs, but everyone is just running around repetitively, going through the motions, not really living their lives. It's time to jar people out of that, to wake them up to what's going on around them, to say, hey, these political parties you're supporting, yeah, they're the same thing. And they're all just trying to kill everyone who isn't us, and they're just trying to oppress you because they're power-hungry psychopaths.
This whole Keen Kitties attitude, the suggestion here is that if you don't agree with the government, if you don't respect the system, which has always been the real division to me, like, there's always been these activists that have disagreed with some of the things that have gone on here in Keene, like civil disobedience and non-cooperation. They don't like the sort of direct action activism. They only want to do inside the system stuff where you beg the state.
They just want to vote.
But that's exactly what I'm doing. So what is his problem?
Well, that's another great point, is for years they told us this at, like, they said, well, get involved. Don't complain. Get involved in the system. But then when we showed up at the school board meetings,
they're like, you're not a Democrat. You're not a Republican. You can't run under our parties.
Right. And well, then they would say things like, these people want to destroy this system. And then they would so they hated the fact whenever we'd get involved in the system, they hated us for that. They just hate us no matter what it is that we do because we don't respect it. Because
that's so true.
Absolutely. We don't respect the process.
That's right.
Obviously, and we do want to try something different. Like maybe none of it. And that really
it bugs them. And they call it antics or whatever. And you can call it whatever you want. I mean, certainly some of the things we do here get attention. And you've gotten quite a bit of attention. But that's what we have to do in order to, like you're saying, shake people out of their slumber, wake them up. Make them at least try to pay attention to something here. So anyway, he goes on. He says, they are, in many cases, truly anarchists that don't believe in government at all. As opposed to most libertarians who strive, like many conservatarians, for limited government, knowing that it is necessary. It's necessary
evil.
To use the threat of violence against our neighbors. But at the same time, he's for individual liberty and freedom. Government is necessary, though, he says.
Single greatest threat to individual freedom to ever exist on the planet.
Absolutely.
He thinks we need. Meanwhile, he's pro-individual freedom. It's just like he's against sex work. He's against sex work because it's sex trafficking.
Yeah,
this is a man who is deeply, deeply confused.
Oh, absolutely. These Keen Kitties don't understand that if government is done away with, we end up with strongman governments, or rather, a strongman tribe. See Ilhan Omar, Somalia, if you don't know what I mean.
Or look at the United States, where the most powerful strong-arm gang is simply the one that you swear allegiance to. That's what we have now.
Yeah, I just want to know what his definition of a strongman government, which he capitalizes the strongman government, the first letters of those words. So it's like a pronoun to him.
Weird.
Demezzo also identifies, and this is, he's taking a quote from another article here talking about you. Demezzo also identifies as a high priestess of the Reformed Satanic Church, which describes itself as an organization dedicated to the sovereignty of the individual and to the principle of non-aggression. Okay?
Cool.
Back to his comments.
That sounds like an organization that I would found.
So he says, and that definition of sovereignty means absolutely and completely independent of anything and anyone. Is that what you mean when you say that?
That is absolutely what I mean when I say that. Why? That's the only definition of sovereignty.
Well, not really. Sovereignty just means that you're the owner of yourself. You're the king of your own dominion. You're the sovereign, right? So the sovereign is the king. So you're the king of you, and I'm the king of me, and Conan's the king of Conan.
Yeah, and you
I like the
owe allegiance and obedience to absolutely no one and nothing.
But that doesn't mean that you're independent of everyone else. You still have to, like, you depend on going to the grocery store to go and get meat and cheese and things like that.
Okay.
Right? By the way, what I was saying earlier, we still need people.
I would agree with your definition there of sovereign more than I would so his. This is Free Talk Live.
She's a purebred, orange and white, Brittany. But when we adopted April, she started scratching like crazy. I said, what you put into a dog is what you get out. DINOVITE.com. So we added a huge scoop of Dynavite in her bowl. She licked it clean. She loved it. Her coat is now soft. It's silky. Dynavite is nutrition.
You get some Dynavite, how happy your dog will be.
Dynavite. She's Little Miss Hollywood. DINOVITE.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. DIVIProject.org.
Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021. We'll see you at forkfest.party.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey.
Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. One more time, that's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. With you in the studio, it's Aria, Ian, and Conan. And I want to tell you about AnyPay because they have a WordPress website plugin running WooCommerce. I've got to get those T-shirts ordered and campaign stickers because I can use WooCommerce to sell them for donations on the campaign site, and I can install this plugin to accept cryptocurrency for them.
You can, but you ain't going to have no time to sell stuff. I mean, you're so busy, you're not going to have time to go and sell. That's why I've been telling everybody outside of the area who's been, because I've been helping you answer some emails, I've been telling folks, hey, we'll get back to you on this, just because you don't need to be, like, walking to the mailbox to send off a bumper sticker to somebody in Florida. You know, as much as they want to support you, it's like,
all right, you need to hire an assistant with a tablet.
I've got a whole lot of budget here, Conan.
I've got a volunteer. I've got some volunteers at the moment. I mean, Ian's been working hard as hell, dude.
Yeah, Conan.
And he's been doing an amazing job. I was on my way to freaking get Jamaican today at the Jamaican place here in Keenan. Ian goes, we're going to have to eat at the studio. I was like, why? He goes, because you have a 5:30 interview. So what are you talking
about? So you do have an assistant. That's excellent.
I set up the... He's not an assistant. He's the campaign manager.
Okay.
I set up this interview.
Was that belittling?
No, it's fine.
I set up the interview and totally forgot about it. Yeah. But this was before I was using any sort of calendar.
That's why you need an assistant with a little tablet with your schedule. It can tell you, all right, what am I doing now, Bob?
Campaign manager, not assistant.
I hope somebody is like going to replace me on this job because I don't know what I'm doing. I am not a good campaign manager. I'm an extra pair of eyes and ears. I can help out with.
You're a good support figure. Yeah. I think that's definite.
You are doing significantly better with it than I was. Like I said, I would have missed an interview today. I did fail to get back to Fox News in time for an interview, so I missed that one. I mean, there'll be plenty more to come. Do I really want to get interviewed by Fox News anyway?
Yes, absolutely. Yes. And you
want
to do...
I love how both of you answer the question about what I want.
Yes. If you want attention for your campaign, that is absolutely what you want to do. Take every hostile interview you can get.
I'm being interviewed by Last Angry White Male, Last Angry Male or something.
All right.
Tomorrow.
I've never heard of him, but that sounds like it could be entertaining.
Thursday is Friday. I don't remember what day. It's on my calendar.
Yep. And you just got an email from Ren, Russian TV?
Yeah.
But this isn't RT. This is some other kind of Russian thing.
Yes, based in Moscow, they said.
Oh.
They've been around for some years, a couple decades.
So they're like an independent channel? They're not the actual Russian government that's making TV?
I haven't been able to determine that yet.
We're all Rin? Russian government.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. Is there a free broadcast network in Russia? I don't know enough about it. I don't know what they have there. I mean, I would hope it's not as bad as North Korea. You know, in North Korea, that's all you get is the state channels.
So aside from the fact that I won't have time to sell T-shirts and bumper stickers and stuff, which is maybe after the
election.
That's
what I'm saying. After,
you know. Maybe afterwards I can look into it. Anyway, I can easily enable crypto payments for customers by adding the AnyPay plugin to the WordPress site. It only takes a moment. Just visit AnyPay Inc. and set up your account by entering your crypto wallet addresses in the admin, then enable the AnyPay plugin in your WooCommerce. That's it. Now the website takes cryptocurrency thanks to AnyPay Inc. That's AnyPayInc.com. They do incredible work over there. I love everything they do. So
Ren has a potential audience of 113.5 million viewers. Officially 120 viewers. Ren's TV network is a patchwork of 406 independent broadcasting companies in Russia, and the CIS Ren signal is received by 718 towns and cities in Russia. Been around
that's
for
massive.
Been
I didn't catch anything after you said potential audience of 150 million people.
That is massive.
This is why I need to respond to ASAP.
Yes, I think so.
Okay, you want to hear a little bit more?
What we're responding to now is here from Granite Croc, who did not
a
take
little
the
guy.
Time
he doesn't
to
have that many
me.
Viewers or subscribers,
no, he
I
doesn't.
Can guarantee.
Yeah, I mean, it is the top blog in New Hampshire, but that still isn't saying a whole lot. But that said, you know, there are a lot of people who are going to read this thing, and so we're responding to it. He's attacked you, Aria, for a variety of things. If you missed the...
Most of which were incorrect.
Of course.
Or were assumptions.
Poorly researched, if at all.
Yeah.
I think he just saw some headlines and...
They're all stereotypes.
And went off on that. So he says, no, I would not vote for Aria Dimetso because he is a prototype of the completely individualistic anarchist that Bruce Curry, still don't know who that is, he's referred to him twice, keeps railing that we are at Granite Grok. So apparently there's some local yokel or whatever.
I didn't hear, was that supposed to be an insult?
You're an individualistic anarchist. Completely.
Yes.
That's totally inaccurate. That's an inaccurate statement.
He researched something.
But he just complained that someone is calling them.
That's right.
Completely individualistic anarchists. And he doesn't like the title. And I'm over here, I'm like, that's what I am, man. That's what it's all about. So they're upset about that.
Yeah, I still don't know who he's referring to here.
It must be one of their regular trolls who just is constantly
that's
on
what
there.
I'm thinking.
He's their jumping jacks.
This proves the meme that we on the right see the factions on the left far more clearly than the left sees us. So Bruce, it is a commenter. So Bruce, as you're writing your comments, take note.
Jesus, how much?
This comment troll has really gotten
God,
to this
yes,
guy.
He has.
Yeah. There are huge differences between us and the political group to which DeMezzo belongs. Let's see if Bruce can figure it out. But the real moral of this post is, the lesson to the GOP should be that you never leave a slot open just for just anyone to call themselves a Republican. Well, sorry, I got news for you, Skip. The GOP is basically dead in Cheshire County. Now, you know,
there were lots of slots open that people could have filed for.
Dude, we couldn't fill them all. I mean, we don't have enough people. Like, we wanted to.
Yeah.
I had to run in the at-large race here in Keene because Bob, who's Chris, our Friday night co-host's partner, he wanted to run, and we all live in a bunch of us live in the same ward. You and I live in different wards, Aria, but you were originally going to run for the ward, too. There's five wards here in Keene, so I had no other option. I had to run in that race. Turns out there were three Free Staters running in that race, and so I got knocked out of it. Which is fine. I'd rather be spending my time helping your campaign than this one. But we didn't have anybody for like three of the five wards. We just didn't have enough people. We need hundreds more people to move just to Keene. We need thousands more liberty-minded people to move to New Hampshire. But like a couple hundred more would be really helpful.
Very nice.
Here in Keene. That's enough to win a primary election if you have a couple hundred votes.
We could probably win a school board deliberative session with another 50 people.
Yep. Yeah, we could.
We could break that budget in half.
So, again, it's all about the numbers here. So he goes on to say, while we castigate many rhinos, and that stands for Republicans in name only, that the party blithely, he's got a lot of parentheses here, or resignedly, I'm never really sure, he says, accepts. How big of a big tent do you have to accept someone that doesn't accept any of the New Hampshire GOP platform?
Well, you're pro 2A.
I am 100%.
Well, you've got that.
I would say the Second Amendment doesn't go far enough.
I would agree with that.
Seriously, is the party that woefully lacking in both philosophy and tactics to not have a candidate ready for the primary, or failing that, reading the population at large, including Democrats, seeing a semi-trailer-sized hole in which to make political mischief? He just called you a Democrat, I think.
Welcome, Granite Grot guy, what was his name?
Skip.
Welcome, Skip, to obsolescence.
Yep.
Your kind is dying out, and my kind will be here to replace you.
And he's going to complain all the way down.
That's fine. He's going to die long before my generation does, and we will still be here, still replacing him.
Sorry, Bimmer.
855-450-3733.
News from news.bitcoin.com. The U.S. Federal Reserve announces increased inflation, devaluing your U.S. dollar holdings. Pornhub increases crypto payment options, perverts worldwide rejoice. Leading stock exchanges in the EU list Bitcoin. Revolut adds Bitcoin Cash and Litecoin support. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Every year, over 1 million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at makemeafirefighter.org.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Firefighters in the West are gaining some ground against huge wildfires as the winds have died down. The air quality here in southern Oregon is hazardous, and it's unsafe to even be outside. So far, 5 million acres have been scorched.
Just so much ash, so much smoke. It's sad.
She lives near the Bobcat Fire, which is raging in Southern California. The search is on for dozens of people who are missing in Oregon. Annette Newell from KXO.
Oregon State Police, for the first time, are using a mobile morgue they've trained on for 12 years for a worst-case scenario.
This impacts families so much.
Captain Tim Fox says doctors, pathologists, forensic anthropologists, and volunteers are in a team of 75 working on the mobile morgue using equipment for fingerprinting, dental and x-ray stations, and a refrigerated section for bodies.
This is USA Radio News. The Gulf Coast is watching for Hurricane Sally. The Category 1 storm is approaching and expected to make landfall sometime soon.
She's a very slow-moving storm that's going to drop a lot of rain and have significant storm surge on the Gulf Coast there, and she has 80-mile-per-hour sustained winds.
Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards. In Alabama, Governor Kay Ivey is telling people in the Mobile area to leave their homes if they still can. The city of Louisville, Kentucky has agreed to pay the family of Breonna Taylor $12 million to settle a civil wrongful death lawsuit filed after the black woman was shot and killed when police served a no-knock warrant at her home.
As part of this settlement, Louisville Metro government agrees to make several important policy changes. First, to build stronger community connections between our police officers and the people they serve.
Mayor Greg Fisher. Taylor's friends and family continue to call for criminal charges to be filed against the officers involved. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Young, Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you in the studio, it's Aria, Ian, and Conan. I want to say thank you to Ellen, who is tonight's amplifier. That means she's a member of the AMP program. You can find out more about that at amp.freetalklive.com. For those people who like the show and want to support it, that's the best way to do it. All we ask to join the program is $5 per month. Ellen is a gold-level amplifier, which means that she chooses to give more than that. She gives $10 per month. Ellen, thank you so much for that. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. So the money that you give us is used strictly to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. If you like us being on almost 200 radio stations and you want to see us get on more, well, it's, signing up for the AMP program is the best way to do that. That's amp.freetalklive.com. And Ellen, thank you for listening, and thank you for amping the show. We're going to move on here. We've got Gene, the Christian anarchist, calling. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, congratulations, Sheriff.
Oh, I'm not sheriff yet.
I know.
And even if I am, I don't want people to ever address me by a title.
Wouldn't that be crazy? You actually won that.
I think it would be the least crazy outcome of this so far, really.
But I mean, hey, it is 2020.
Anything's
so anyway,
possible.
What I really called Clearly. About was all this wood chipper talk. You know, I am a big fan of the Innocence Project, which helps people that have been convicted of crimes that they didn't commit, and a lot of them are on death row. And this, all of this wood chipper talk on Twitter bothers me.
What are they talking about? I'm sorry, I don't...
Is this like helicopter throw talk?
Yeah, it's like helicopter, only this is, you know, they're claiming they want to throw all the pedos in the wood chippers. This is their thing. And I go, yeah, how do you bring that person back to life when you find out that the evidence against him was tainted or actually false or things like that? And I actually have gotten blocked by some people on Twitter because I bring these things up, because people just want to be in this mindset that if people do certain particular crimes, you're allowed to destroy them in the most gruesome ways possible. And that kind of mindset is very dangerous, because it allows you to let this mob mentality drive you to destroy people. And
sure, well, anyone who is capable of putting... I mean, a lot of these people are just talking, right? Not one single one of these people saying this on Twitter would actually have the resolve to push a human being into a wood chipper.
If you had a lynching of them, they would.
If there was a mob of them, that's why I said not a single person.
It's only when they're in the mob, and this mob mentality of wood chippering people is a very dangerous one, and the government can use this mob mentality to destroy people by simply placing some child porn on their computer, or even just making a claim that this guy probably is guilty of some kind of child molestation. And then all they have to do is just let that guy go free and watch the mob come and destroy this guy. So you'll notice that's what they did with the guy on the plastic weapons, the 3D printed guns.
Was it a teenage girl or something?
Yeah, Cody Wilson from Defense Distributed, he met a young lady who was, I think, 16 at the time. The legal age, I believe, was 17 in Texas where he was living, and she ostensibly had sex with him in a hotel room that he paid for and paid her for. He met her on a sugar baby site, which is a thing where young women, I'm sure there's like a male version of it too, probably, but young women proposition men, the men pay them in advance, basically. It's not that they're being paid for sex, but it's basically that they're being paid for sex without being paid for sex.
Yeah, it was the sugar daddy website. And on that website, it says you have to be 18 or older
to
be on it.
Yes. So she defrauded the website in order to create an account there. And then when she found out who he was, somehow she decided she was going to go to... Well, he bragged about who he was to her. So when she found out who he was, I think she was like an anti-gun person, or her mother certainly was. Anyway, she told her psychiatrist about it, allegedly, and they went to the police, or her mom went to the police. I forget all the little details about it. But anyway, the cops got brought in.
I don't believe any of that story. I believe that he was actually set up. I think that this was a planned attack against Cody Wilson.
Well, and I mean, if they set him up, then he took the bait. I mean, it's not to say that he's wrong for doing what he did. I mean,
what he did was he hired a prostitute.
Yeah.
He didn't know she was 16 because most 16-year-old girls look 18.
Sure. She's not a child.
So the very fact... And this whole 16, 18-year-old stuff is nonsense anyway. I mean, if you're 16 and you're selling yourself online, you're not a child.
Nope.
I'm sorry. That's not a child. But what I'm getting at is I really feel that all of that stuff that you just quoted or that you just brought back is false. It's just the government line. I think they...
Well, he took a guilty plea, so...
He took a guilty plea because he was facing a bunch of serious time.
When you say it was false, are you suggesting he didn't go into a hotel room and have sex with her?
No, he definitely did.
But what's the false part?
They set him up by aligning him up with a underage prostitute.
Maybe
Gene, did I set up the Republicans?
I think you did.
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know.
All I did was lay a trap for them, and they walked into it, just like the government only laid a trap for Cody Wilson, and he walked into it.
But if you think about it, their trap was illegal.
You don't have the resources of the Gunnerman Goon Squad, the CIA, and the FBI.
I also don't use violence against peaceful people.
Those guys control a lot of young people that are into dirty stuff, and they're into drugs and things like that, and they use them. They use them to trap people. That's how DeLorean got trapped.
I don't think it's likely that Cody Wilson was set up per se, because how would the government have been able to assure that he was going to choose this girl, right? Because he was on a website that I've not used the site, but it's called Sugar Baby Meat, I think it was.
Sugar Daddy Meats, but Sugar Daddy all Meat. It is, all you have to do is have her pop up over and over and over again in front of Cody Wilson on Cody Wilson's
account. Sure, but presumably there are dozens, if not hundreds, of women on this site who would like to have a man give them money for sex, and I'm sure she's not the, again, I suspect she's not the only youngish-looking one.
Advertising. How do advertisers get you to pick something? You don't think the CIA knows how to get somebody to pick something through advertising-type techniques? Of course they do. They wrote the book on it.
I understand what you're saying, Gene, but he's flipping through, you know, these dating sites, you flip through women, typically, and you left swipe or your right swipe, and, you know, maybe they knew that he likes them young, and so they put a young-looking girl figuring he would bite on this. But also, and again, not to say they would break the law, obviously they would break the law to do this if that's what they really wanted to do, but to employ an underage person to actually have her go and have sex with him probably is certainly not a legal tactic, right? Like, that's basically, an entrapment kind of tactic.
Neither is anything they've done at in Abu Ghraib and all these other different things.
Yeah. I think it's far more plausible that he just went on this site, met a girl, he bragged to her allegedly about who he was, and she didn't like it. When she found out who he was, she went and she told on him.
When things don't pass the smell test, they're probably not what you think they are, because
I gotta tell you, what you're saying doesn't pass the smell test with way greater degrees than the idea that Cody Wilson just went onto this sugar baby site and ended up with a girl who was underage
and an anti-gun activist. I think she was in the family of lefties,
which is also common among young people anyway.
And she's from Austin, which is the lefty city in Texas.
We'll find out years from now. That's when these conspiracy theories finally come to fruition.
You'll never find out. He took a guilty plea. Case is closed.
Well, the girl will talk about it on her deathbed or something.
I doubt it, man. She'll have forgotten about it, I'm sure. 855-450-3733. If you're quick, you can still get on the air with us.
With a Mech-Tech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, Mech-Tech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that Mech-Tech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com, and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to survivalseedbank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit survivalseedbank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos, beat rising food prices, but above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own survival seed bank today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Take control of the airwaves and generally talk about whatever's on your mind. But I'm not giving out the number because we already have three callers on hold and there's no way a fourth one could get screened and on the air in time anyway. But anyway, with you in the studio tonight, it's Aria, Ian, and Conan. And it feels weird. We've been talking about me all night. that's a weird spot to be in, man. But it's been fun.
Get used to it.
I don't want to get used to it.
The whole damn country's talking about you right now.
This will have died down a week from now.
Yeah, this is your 15 minutes.
Yeah, so I don't have to get used to it.
I'm thinking, no. I'm thinking you are the type, you might get another 15 minutes. Might be next year, next 6 months. I think you can swing it.
Yeah. Okay. I can't say what's coming next, but there's another thing coming. I'm not going to say anything else.
There are other things in the pipeline, you know. I'm not retiring after the run for sheriff here. Just imagine if I win. Imagine the headlines then.
That'd be the neatest thing in the world. All right, what's your first action as sheriff?
Rehire all the deputies because everyone just quit.
I think you're wrong about that prediction.
I'm pretty sure, dude. If I was a deputy,
I think most of them are going to be like, I'm going to see what happens here.
Well, it's their job. I mean, that's their paycheck.
Right, they got to get a paycheck.
They got a house. They got a mortgage. They're not just going to leave.
They don't want to leave those government bennies, even for you.
So what is your first action? And have you been asked this yet?
To tell them to either sit there and play Minecraft or to go police the police or to go home. They're fired.
Well, I would say I wouldn't let them sit around doing Minecraft.
Why? I'm not the one paying them. But I'm not paying taxes.
But you are the CEO. You are the you're in control of making
sure.
What
do you want me to pay them to do?
Not pay them to do anything. Make sure that they stay readily,
Well, don't be required. Like, if we get a call, hey, someone just broke into my neighbor's house. Hey, put down the Minecraft and go deal with that.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned that earlier, but that hasn't been clear in some of the discussions you've been having, which is fun.
Well, this is the sort of thing you lay out on a campaign site. You don't just talk about it off the cuff, right? And I've been pretty clear that the cops would still, that the deputies would still handle crimes where there was actually a victim.
Right.
Well, let's go to the phones. We've got David calling for New Mexico. Says he's got a question for the candidate. Which candidate?
Yeah, Sheriff.
Okay.
You started to hone into my action. I was going to ask that question. I don't even remember in your previous banter if you were going to actually serve or if you were going to pull an Ian and resign. That was Adam. Adam Kokesh resigned day one. So were you going to serve or are you going to, what are you going to do?
I could accomplish more good by serving and policing the police.
Yeah, that was my point, because I never knew for sure which you were going to do.
I don't have to do anything that I morally oppose in order to be the sheriff.
Right, and I was just going to say that depending on how you answered, that I think you could do more good by actually staying in there and taking it seriously, as opposed to resigning right away or staying in and then kind of doing off the wall stuff. If you do almost normal stuff with all the obvious exceptions of the things you don't agree with, I think you can make far more progress on giving us all better lives. And who knows?
I can't help you out there in New Mexico, David.
Well, you're wrong. You're wrong as usual, Arya. Because if you're successful in doing it in one locale, it might just spread.
I agree.
Yeah, but
can you imagine that world, though, where the police are nervous about getting pulled over and ticketed and harassed by the sheriff? Can you imagine a world where Keene PD is so hesitant to be out there patrolling for those busted taillights that they just stay the hell in the police department because they know we're out there and we're gonna get them?
I think your messaging so far, just as you didn't ask for this critique, but I think your messaging so far has been fantastic. But you've been picking on Keene Police a little too much. I think you also need to remind folks that you want to keep the feds out of Cheshire County as well.
Yes,
right,
entirely. Yeah. The feds are not
welcome
here.
Up to no good. I mean, if they're coming into town, it's probably for no good reason. I would say if there's any exception to it, it would be they'd have to come to you and be like, all right, look, this time we're after a real murderer and we're trying to. He's like a multi-state murderer. Maybe you would let him. So you might want to say, all right, you got to check in with me. If you're not here to go after a real criminal, you got to stay out.
Yeah. Otherwise, they're getting arrested.
Until we secede.
Yeah. Otherwise, they're getting arrested because they're targeting people who I have literally been arrested to, elected.
And go.
Yeah. You're right. I actually like most of the Keene PD officers I've ever run into. Most of them have been amicable as far as people who are, you know, paid to enforce immorality on the people are. They're nice people. I don't have anything against them. I pick on Keene PD because, I mean, I live in Keene and they're the cops that I see all the time. But the feds, yes, will not be welcome in Cheshire County in New Hampshire. And any of them who come here to start trouble will find themselves in the middle of a constitutional nightmare.
No Customs or Border Patrol. No. DEA.
No, they'll be arrested on site if they're here to harass citizens. It would have been a mess, dude. But if I had been sheriff when Cantwell was arrested, me and all the deputies would have been out there in armed posse telling the FBI, you got to get the hell out of here. You're not welcome.
Now, wasn't there something about the sheriffs in New Hampshire that there was some law in the early 20th century that gave them jurisdiction over the whole state?
Yes.
So that would mean that you could go up and give the feds a hard time about their checkpoint, even though it's not in Cheshire County, wouldn't it?
Interesting.
Couldn't you, like, go to Woodstock in the North Country?
Who do you think you are coming up here from Keene?
Well, yes, I think I could, because I think I remember the law. I think I remember reading about that recently.
If we find you anywhere in New Hampshire, we're kicking you out. Not just Cheshire.
Yeah, that's great. But, yeah, the feds are a much bigger problem than the Keene police are because the Keene police do some good things. To my knowledge, Keene PD has never distributed child pornography, for example.
Like the feds have.
But the feds, largest child porn distributor on the planet for the year of 2019. That's the federal government. And you're like, oh, all you anarchists, you're just pedophiles. Okay, your government's the one distributing the child porn.
Mm-hmm.
We oppose that government. Once again, where do you really stand on this child porn issue? Because the government that you're supporting is the one distributing it. We don't want that government to exist.
Yeah, they probably support the Catholic Church as well.
Probably. I mean, just it's an insane world that we live in. Let's keep going. We've got James from Arizona. James, what's on your mind? Are you still with us? He got drunk and passed out. Well, we got that. But yeah,
wait. I
meant to hit drop.
Oh, like what did you dump his call for?
Yeah, I didn't mean to hit the dump button. I just saw a red.
You just dumped what you said for the last 4 seconds.
I don't remember what I said. I don't know, man. I've been up for 12 hours all day, and
it's been nonstop for you all day, basically.
It's been fun though. Yeah. Tomorrow's just as bad.
Yeah. What do you got coming up tomorrow? What's the campaign plan for?
That's a really good question. I know I had the photo shoot with the reporter that I was with today. I know that
they're bringing an actual photographer up to take your picture.
Yeah. So my makeup has to be on point, which means it's going to take me quite a long time to shoot tomorrow. So beyond that, though, there's the...
Where are you going to do the shoot?
I don't know yet. I'm thinking Central Square.
Why not? Yeah. It's a nice looking place.
Yeah.
Iconic.
Get some F the police signs out there and... Have a good little photo shoot. Nice. I've also got Dead Girls Talking interview at 4:30.
Sounded really interesting.
Yeah, it's a podcast from this girl. She's
a mortician.
Yeah.
And didn't she say she was an anarchist or something in the email?
I do not recall.
Yeah, it was something like that.
You said girls, plural. There's more than one girl mortician?
Yes.
Interesting. Are they all dressed in black goth makeup and whatnot? Okay, I'll Google it.
I do not know.
I'll get to the bottom.
You are
going to
be on a lot of podcasts.
Yeah, there's also the Vanguard interview coming up. Immediately after Dead Girls Talking, I scheduled that because I'm good at the scheduling thing. So Dead Girls, that ends at 5:30. The Vanguard interview starts at 5:30. Then Free Talk Live, and that ends at 6:30. And then Free Talk Live starts at 7. So that's going to be a fun day. Yeah. Nothing scheduled so far for Thursday. However, a Russian television network has contacted me about doing a video interview with me.
And it's not RT.
It's not RT, but evidently they have that reach that Conan loves talking about. Then there's the Last Angry Mail podcast that I'm going to be on Friday afternoon. Students for Liberty is interviewing me a half hour after that.
Cool.
And that's as far as I've got
so far.
That's
this week.
We
got, 6 weeks to go until the election?
The trick, I think, is going to be to keep pushing at the system.
Sure.
I think that's it. You know, because that's what got all this attention in the first place. I hate this person. Everything they just did is a giant middle finger to the system. So let's make that middle finger just a little bit bigger. Not violently, obviously. But what can we do to infuriate the system? What can we do to infuriate all the people? I don't know. But you'll find out about it first here on Free... Actually, you'll probably realistically find out about any of it first at freeking.com. But secondly, you'll probably find out about it here. This has been Free Talk Live. Head on over to freetalklive.com. Subscribe to all the social media. Stay up to date on everything that we're doing. It's been Free Talk
Live.
Remember
when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing.
Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend.